Module 11, Summary of Risk Assessment. The risk assessment is essential to risk management and many other strategies. This requires an understanding of risk assessment and risk assessment strategies. The ability to apply risk assessment techniques in the office will improve safety for employees and the organization. What are the hazards? The first step in a risk assessment is identifying hazards, which were defined in the second module. Each organization will face its own unique set of hazards. Different methods are used to identify hazards, and many have already been introduced. Methods of identification: talk to employees, walk around the workplace, evaluate operations, read operation manuals, examine company records, consider long-term and short-term hazards. Keep a list as you identify different hazards, review the list for any overlap, and to evaluate the hazards you identified. Who might be harmed? Once hazards are identified, it is important to identify who might be harmed by the hazard. You must be aware of customers, employees, vendors, etc. Employees may be directly harmed by a hazard or indirectly harmed. For example, handling chemicals can cause direct harm. Inhaling the fumes from another room is indirect harm. Additionally, you must be aware of people who may be at increased risk: pregnant women, the elderly, children, people with disabilities, inexperienced employees. After determining who might be harmed, you need to consider how they could be harmed by the hazard. Are current control measures sufficient? The control measure hierarchy was introduced in Module 6. Control measures are necessary for the risk assessment, and they will depend on the hazard of the organization. Each hazard will have its own control measure. For example, chemical hazards would have a control measure of personal protective equipment. Evaluating the control measures will determine if they are sufficient. Evaluations need to be done when there are any changes in the organization or each year. Sufficient control measures will provide control over hazards, and they will meet government regulations. If not, change control measures. Control measures are not always sufficient. In fact, you may find that some hazards do not even have the control measures. For example, a new piece of equipment has a hazard of flying debris. It requires a PPE, Personal Protective Equipment, control measure. When you discover that control measures are not sufficient, you must change them. Once you determine how to alter the control measures, you must communicate the measures and implement them. Monitor the measures for their effectiveness and evaluate the results to determine if they are sufficient. They will need to meet government regulations and provide the safest environment possible. Case study. Jean took the time to identify hazards in the department. She made a list of the hazards and how they could cause damage. This information was used to create control measures. The measures were created with well-trained, young, and strong employees in mind. Jean forgot to consider people who have a higher risk of injury and members of the public, such as customers and vendors. Eventually, an elderly customer with limited mobility had difficulty navigating slippery floors. She fell and injured her arm.